I can't do anything simply.
Is there not something on Deal Extreme you can buy?
No, really. Unless I want a Yomoho instead.
Please, Yo-Homo.
Yo-Homo. They make the greatest dirt bikes, saxophones, and stereo receivers.
Second greatest.
Second greatest, you're right.
This is the photo of the uncooked what is it, the chicken McNuggets?
Mechanically,
yeah, mechanically, yeah. Okay, first of all, they call it mechanically separated chicken.
Yeah.
But you hear about the process where it's made, and you find out that, oh wait, it's, you know, bones and organs and pretty much the entire
That's
chicken.
That's not true.
It doesn't sound like it's very separated.
The bones off. They debone it. They don't just add everything.
Yeah, it's a high pressure wash. It's a high pressure wash with water. They get everything off of it that's not bone. So I must include gristle as well.
I think so.
Is there gristle on chicken?
Yes. Have you not had a chicken in there?
The little knobs at the end of a chicken leg. I don't count that as gristle though. I count that more as like just straight cartilage.
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Well, I don't know. When you're chewing on a giant knob of cartilage. It's very clear to know what it is, but if you're eating a good steak and you come across like a part that you think is like, you know, really quite tender, and it turns out that no, it's just like the fat ran too thick, and you know, then that's the gristle to
no,
me.
No,
right?
That's not gristle. Gristle is when the fat runs too thick, and then suddenly you keep chewing on that wonderful fat, and it stops being able to be chewed anymore.
Well, apparently gristle is cartilage if it's in meat. At least that's what Wikipedia says.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's also a G.I. Joe character. I'm
what?
Curious about that. No, gristle.
Oh, thank God.
Colonel Cartilage.
So he's Cobra's urban crime commander.
Is that like cartilage face?
Cartilage head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see why he changed it, though, because his real name's Danimal Rogers.
Danimal?
Danimal J. Rogers.
Oh yeah, don't forget the J.
So, but yeah, where was I going with that? Yeah, that mechanically separated chicken. I see that big stream of chicken.
Call it a snake.
It was snake of chicken, and my only thought
call
is
it
not
toothpaste.
I don't care what you call it. My thought was not, ooh, that's disgusting. My thought is, wow, how can we bread that and fry the whole thing?
I didn't think it looked that scary. I mean, it looked like a big pink, you know, boa constrictor that, or like Corey's saying, like maybe not even toothpaste, but like Polident.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Polident's pink.
Sort of pink adhesive.
But apparently I'm the only person who can, you know, keep mindfulness of the fact that it is food in my head
it's
and say, wow, food. We could eat that. It just needs cooking.
Is this still a topic, or can I talk about something?
Please change the topic away from food.
Sweet. Did you know how much you could mod your toilet?
Go on.
I am completely shocked at the amount of aftermarket bling you can accentuate your toilet with. And there's certain things that I'd like to get my perfect, I guess you could say my perfect streamlined commode.
Well, step one is front washing.
Yes, exactly. And that, I mean, that's the big one, right? Is you either install one of those little bidet things that actually, you know, goes underneath both seats and kind of sits at the back, or you can replace the entire seat, like, and get into like the Japanese do with the, you know, the bidets that sing to you and stuff like that.
Okay. At what point do you stop and just buy a $5,000 toilet from Japan?
Well, it's actually cheaper to take what you've got and then rice it yourself. Weirdly enough.
So basically toilets are exactly the same as cars.
In my mind, they have become this.
You,
yes.
you could actually buy a Skyline from Japan, or you could just buy a Nissan Sentra, put some stickers on it, and pretend.
Yeah, exactly. Except that if you buy the Sentra locally, then you're not sitting on the right side of the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sitting on the toilet backwards, or reaching between your legs to wipe your ass.
So what you need to do is get on Deal Extreme, get some Toto decals, and you know some white paint to cover up the CSA approval on your toilet.
Exactly.
What, haven't you ever seen a carbon cycle diagram? That's exactly how it gets down in the water system.
Hey, look, Mike Furman wrote a song about the carbon cycle. I think I know.
That's how we learned most things, like all the countries in the world and the periodic table.
Mike Furman?
No.
Oh, no, just through song.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Andrew, what are all the countries in the world?
You got the wrong brother.
You memorized
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Britain, El Salvador, too. This is copyright infringement, and they're going to get us. Warner Brothers don't like me. They won't let me on TV, and then I'll have to be, and I'll use B just fine.
Can you copyright the Mexican hat dance if you take the names of countries and put it over it?
It's a parody.
Oh, is it a parody?
It is.
If it's educational, does it become a parody?
Yes.
Well, how? Think of how educational the Mexican hat dance is in the first place. So clearly they're parodying that.
It is in every high school.
Around the Mexican hat?
I'm not sure those are the real words.
Do you speak Spanish?
Well, for one, those words are in English.
For two, I heard them on Simpsons. So.
Oh, reference.
Which is slightly less educational than Animaniacs, as a general rule.
And they are dead to me.
I've never learned anything from The Simpsons. He's right.
I'm sure there was some stuff from season 1 through 7.
I learned there was a third dimension.
Actually, sitting on my toilet this morning, I was actually thinking about some of the really old episodes of The Simpsons, and the only one with an actual moral to it. That schoolyard war where Grandpa Simpson was competent.
Yeah, and they had that whole Patton thing going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that may have been one of my least favorite episodes of The Simpsons.
I think there's that Halloween episode that could teach you about the butterfly effect if you didn't already know about it. Where he goes back in time and like ends up in the future where it rains donuts.
Oh, God, I was reading an article about that today. It's the idea of trying to create a sci-fi universe that includes faster than light travel without invoking the whole causal time violation issue. It's possible, but it includes apparently elder gods or something like that.
I'm sorry, did you come up with this on the toilet as well?
No.
Oh.
Not unless John Syracuse is my new toilet, which would make an excellent t-shirt.
No, bumper sticker.
I'm sure Ars Technica would actually make a ton of money from that, too.
You know, you could probably make a pretty good living printing off bumper stickers that just has blank is my new toilet. And then allow people to custom order their own sets of, you know, that just say whatever. You know, like, Stephen Harper is my new toilet. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you just, you know, let them customize the entire thing and just sell them stickers that they made themselves?
Because if Beej ever actually had made put together a something as my new toilet, there wouldn't be enough room on the bumper. We just spent the last 10 minutes talking about his new toilets.
Content.
So I've decided what my new investment opportunity is going to be.
Minecraft?
Do tell.
Helium, damn it.
You know, I don't think that's a good idea.
But it's useful for all sorts of things, including particle accelerators, MRI machine. It's necessary for those sorts of things. Anything that requires heavy cooling, apparently. It's not
Sorry. I missed what it was you were going to invest in. Magnets?
Helium.
Helium. Oh.
Fucking magnets.
Second
How
most
do I
common
invest?
Element in the universe.
In the universe.
Totally not that hard to come by.
It's incredibly hard to come by on this planet because we have to mine for it. I kid you not, we have to mine for helium. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
But it's trapped underground. If it gets into the atmosphere, it just disperses so much that it's impossible to harvest from the it's impossible to harvest free floating helium.
Not impossible, but just, you know, improbable, not terribly cost effective. Yes.
There are huge helium reserves in the States that they've deemed to sell off by 2012.
Yes. Random birthday parties, trade shows.
Particle accelerators.
Okay, well, actual useful things, I suppose, too, yes.
Changing your voice.
They need to devise a new gas that's lighter than air.
I there are plenty, actually.
Yes.
Basically anything before nitrogen.
And basically you just want to use one of the noble gases because they're really stable.
Yeah, okay, now the question is, how many of us are pulling up the periodic table right now?
Not me.
Heated helium nitrogen, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, nitrogen comes before oxygen. Yes. So we already know it's should be lighter than oxygen.
Well,
but
there we
75%
go.
Nitrogen in the atmosphere.
So we just need a lot of carbon gas.
These flaming hot balloons. I love this idea already. If we could fill a balloon with gaseous lithium, then man could go to Mars.
I just had a wonderfully wow. Oddly enough, the first thing brought up the periodic table, and the first place that it popped up on Google Images was some sort of Christian college.
When you search for helium?
No, for the periodic table.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, so my new pet theory is that the reason we need to actually stop mining all of this helium is that it's helium that's trapped in the Earth that's keeping the Earth afloat in the cosmos.
Oh, right.
And if we let it all out, then the Earth is just going to float away from the sun.
I have an alternate theory. It's actually all of that helium is what's keeping the Earth round like a balloon. And if we let it all out, the Earth will deflate and crush in towards the core. And we will all be, it will, you know, there'll be many more mountains.
No, this is a good thing, Beach, because what will happen then is we'll actually reduce shipping lanes.
Oh, yes. The world would become smaller, like everyone's been saying.
Yes, economically, we actually need to let all the helium out.
I agree with your view of the universe.
Oh, please don't. Not the whole thing. Just that part.
Just that part. I agree with your view of on helium. Yes. And besides, I wouldn't be so surprised that if you search the periodic table, a Christian college would come up, because it's not as if they don't believe in carbon. It's not like they said, we don't believe in science, and then therefore there's earth, wind, fire, water, and heart. That's all that consists in the universe. They call heart God's love, but we know the truth.
Although when I search for Christian elements, the first thing that comes up is Christian elements in Beowulf.
Oh.
Which now leads me to search for Christian chemistry.
If I was a smarter person, I would be able to name you the most Christian element, and I'm not that smart. But I can sit here all night and be quiet while I think about it.
Oh no! Wait, it's polonium.
Polonium? Yes. Polonium?
Polonium. Polonium. Yes.
Oh! Yeah. Hooray! Good for that. The only yes, the only element to be crucified upside down.
That's Peter.
Oh yeah. Shit!
You got your apostles mixed up.
God. Ugh.
And even that's apocryphal.
Thank you, Andrew.
I do want to point out the irony of cursing God damn it while talking about saints.
God damn you, Peter. Making me look like an asshole. Paul was the first pope, right?
Paul, no. Not Apollo.
No.
No, Paul was the
no,
first.
No, he's Paul. Not.
No.
Who was?
Starbuck.
I have a book that has the list of them. I'll be right back.
Wikipedia, you know, right here.
Don't go away. I want Corey to actually introduce Andrew to us properly so I know where we know him from.
No way.
And I'd like to talk about St. Colonel Ty the First.
Okay. I trust you implicitly, Andrew, so I'm completely comfortable with having you here, but I also was hoping for a bit of background.
This is Burdock. You don't get any backstory.
No, really, I don't.
It just happens.
Yes. I'm coming to learn that.
Oh, man, I was way off. I think it's Sylvester, isn't it?
He was the one who chased the bird around.
Wait.
I was too slow on that one.
I thought I taught murder. I did.
Oh, I've been eating like the worst cherry tomatoes.
Why?
They taste like meat, and it's. I bought a vegetable tray.
Are you sure you didn't buy a testicle bush?
No, I bought a vegetable tray. And I went to Superstore. Well, no frills. I mean, because we can't have nice things. And they had these trays, and it was like you could buy the half-size tray for $8. You can buy the full-size tray for $9. I said, hell yes. And so I came home with lots of raw vegetables. And so I've been eating these tomatoes. You know how, like, when you search, like, if you get, like, a box of chocolates and you lose the piece of paper that tells you what they all are, and so you figure, screw it, I'm just going to figure out which one they are based on, like, just put one in my mouth and eat it kind of deal. Right. And then it's like, oh, you know, yeah, you know, there's, oh, I found the truffle, you know, I found the dark chocolate, I found the caramel. And then you find that one that's, like, the one that you never like. And some people don't like coconut or whatever, but you find that one that's just, like, you put it in your mouth, and you're like, chocolate ass, you know, like, it's just... It's like the worst one, but you were having such a good run and you thought, oh, I'm doing great here. And then you find one that's like completely disgusting. All of the tomatoes look exactly the same. There's no way to tell which one is which, because at least with a box of chocolates, you know, those little square ones are probably the toffee or something, right? But a cherry tomato looks like any other cherry tomato, and you don't know what they taste like until you bite into them and find out that this one tastes like meat. And the problem is that you'll eat five of them, and I'm like, that was good. Oh, that one's a little sour. Oh, that one's really, really good. Oh, and that one was actually not too bad either. Meat.
What kind of meat are we talking here?
And it's like meat. It's okay, I'll tell you what. I will have one right now, and maybe we can figure out, based on my description, we can find out what kind of meat it is. No, that was a good one. I'm going to eat the rest of these. There's going to be no bad ones left.
But are we talking luncheon meat, prepared meat, steak, ham, bologna, corned beef?
I think we're talking about cold meats. Probably more of a bologna, something mechanically separated. Yeah, that one wasn't as good. But it has that mouthfeel, that umami mouthfeel, that you don't expect in a tomato. You kind of expect a tomato to either be sweet or tart and slightly acidic. But then I bite into one, and it's kind of like, it's very round and soft flavored, and all I get is meat. And I feel like, and then I get that whiff of, you know, beef steak tomato. The name enters my mind, and I'm like, I understand why they call it that now. You know, like, I'm like, that's retarded. But I did have for a moment think that.
I'm beginning to think your mouth may be broken, actually.
I burned my tongue the other day. So this could all be responsible for that. I could have, like, miswired some synapses in my brain when I burnt my tongue.
But you've always had this problem with food and your inability to eat it properly.
I like maple syrup beans in my fucking taco mix, and I don't care if you don't like it. We've been through this before.
Oh, I mean, just going farther back with the spice.
The fact that I don't like flavor, yes.
Frank Lloyd Wright reference, by which I mean Frank Herbert. That wasn't just for you, by the way. That was
no.
It did come out. I was thinking about Frank Herbert, but it came out Lloyd Wright.
Yeah.
These things happen because my brain is broken.
Speaking, yes, you know, you give me shit, and really, I mean, I might not be able to taste things properly, but
at least I know who Frank Lloyd Wright is.
Yes.
James Wilkes
Booth. I would read Dune if he'd written it, though. Frank Lloyd Wright's Dune.
He would have designed it. He would have designed some sort of like sculpture around it, I'm sure. Or
there'd be no dunes left. It'd just be urban sprawl.
Mm.
It'd be Blade Runner is what it would be. And I could live with that. But like a classy suburban Blade Runner.
Suburban Blade Runner?
Yeah.
He did, you know, waterfalls here and there.
Oh, I'm liking this idea.
The firm like if it had been a student movie.
They wouldn't be so concerned with moisture discipline so much as design discipline.
So as if you were like filming like Pleasantville but through a green lens. Kind of dystopian. 1950s suburbia, but everyone's wearing like black leather. It's a project.
Okay. The first Pope thing.
Well, thank God we got back to that.
Yeah, it's a little difficult because apparently the guy right after Peter is named Linus. But so he's Bishop of Rome at that time. But Sylvester's Bishop of Rome when they do the split between Constantinople and Rome. And later he gets sort of retconned into being the leader of the Christian world in the West. So it's difficult. And he's sort of the first one that's really kind of a popey pope. Like, because before the station's just like the Bishop of Rome, right?
Okay.
But
recognized leader of the church.
Pope.
Or whatever.
Yeah, Bugsy the other earlier people do have the title, but it's sort of the influence, the political influence they have, I guess.
Okay. So rather than just having a station.
So yeah. we've got Sylvester, we've got Linus.
Yeah.
Where does Pigpen come in?
Haven't seen it. Mm. Haven't seen that one come up. Didn't Pigpen have a real name?
He did. And I bet you the internet would tell us.
Yes. Faster than we can find out who the first Pope was.
I had that a while ago, but I didn't want to jump in.
Does anyone know what the name of the little red-haired girl is?
Oh,
she doesn't have a name, but I could find the name of the person she was based on.
Funny thing is, she does have a name, but they only mention it once in one Charlie Brown special that was animated.
Those are not canon.
Yeah, that's the point, right? They mention her name only once at the end of the show. But because the Charlie Brown specials aren't technically canon to the comic, it doesn't count. But she was given a name.
Okay.
It's the damnedest thing.
Pigpen doesn't have a real name, but Pigpen is his nickname.
It's not like Percy or something?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Little redheaded girl's name is Heather.
Yes. Allegedly.
Yes. And I did get the second issue of that Archie series.
Oh, did you now?
Just today.
And have you read it?
I'm in the middle of it, actually. And there are subscription forms.
Well, God, you wouldn't want to miss an issue.
Exactly. I may just grab them.
When is this? This can't be. To catch anyone up, though, I mean, well, Corey knows about it. Andrew, you know about the recent... The what if in the Archie universe? What if Archie marries Betty? What if Archie marries Veronica? That
stuff.
Oh,
my goodness. That was nuts.
Yeah.
And they turned, well, like, Jilton into Doc Brown.
Yes, yes.
They were kind of testing the water with that before with, like, little stories in the digest, but now there's this big frigging teen magazine-looking things.
And it's – I just love the cover because there are pictures of Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber for no discernible reason.
Lady Gaga to play Miss Grundy.
Well, no, it's not even that anymore. It's just this is a picture of Justin Bieber on the front with a circle around him. This is Justin Bieber next to it. labor, Lady Gaga.
Yes, but you know that inside they're doing a voting thing on who should play the character.
I actually hope not. I think that it should just be these people on the front for no reason, that every magazine that's supposed to be popular with the kids has to have a picture of Justin Bieber.
Some sort of, like, contractual thing. It's just very mercenary in a way.
I might try that on the next advertisement I do for my job.
It'll be like a Ian Warner starring Justin Bieber. Oh God, that's well, yeah. This can't be the first time the word pregnancy came up in Archie comics, is it?
What?
It can't.
Well, probably not.
Because they've done sort of Blast the Future dream sequences before, where people have had kids.
Well, that's the thing about this is that usually they do it on the memory lane. And they're actually taking the whole memory lane aspect into these comics as well and integrating it with thought, it seems like.
But it seems to me like I'm speaking specifically that because Riverdale is such a white bread kind of universe, right? Like it's just everything is perfect and goes good. And you never had those kind of like.
That's what you meant by white bread. Okay, by white bread, I automatically assume that it's like, oh yeah, there's Chuck Clayton and his father coaching him, but...
And that's it.
And his girlfriend.
And Nancy, yeah, and they Nancy. Are the only black people in Riverdale, right? We know that.
Unless you count...
That's where Josie and the Pussycats are based.
Well, they're from the greater Riverdale area.
Mm. Yeah. So, they're... It's weird. Riverdale's a small town that probably has about 600,000 people in it or something. It's a weird, anyway, but it's that sense of, you know, that 1950s kind of throwback nostalgia thing where no one ever talked about teen pregnancy or even, well, yeah, you don't talk about teen pregnancy in public. And yet there's all these teenagers running around in the comic. You think there'd be like an ample opportunity for them to run into some minor character who gets pregnant or whatever. And of course, for like decades, they would never touch that.
It's a very simple explanation. In 1940, Riverdale was actually the site of a huge, the largest in North America, thalidomide leak.
Then why are they walking around with all their limbs?
They just can't have any more babies.
Oh, I see.
What? That's really not what that stereotypically does to a person. Not even remotely.
But it's a funny word.
Back to my greater point, I don't think they've ever written the word pregnant or pregnancy in an Archie comic before. Like, I've read 300 Archie comics. I lived on this stuff when I was in, you know, when I was a kid. I don't remember ever seeing that word ever come up. And so to see it in print next to Dan DiCarlo's art in the new one, the What If, and you know, and yes, how's Betty's pregnancy going? It's kind of like, guah, like pregnancy.
How Betty get pregnant?
It just occurred to me to Google Archie pregnant, but yeah, I know
not a good idea.
No. To get is
I'm all over
Archie
that
slash fic.
Wait, but even if they're slash fic, there's no reason as to why.
Oh. That was the other Archie news that happened this week. Apparently the first Archie comic where one of the characters comes out as actually being gay was one of the first comics to sell out this year. Or the first Archie comic to sell out. I don't know which one it was, but it's the first Archie comic in history that's requiring a second print run.
Really?
I intentional print run. I don't mean, you know, reprinting the story and further issues, but... Let me see if I can Google it.
His name is Kevin.
Gay Archie Rewrit.
Yeah, that's going to lead you in the right direction.
Might have been impressed. Back.
Actually, it did. And in fact, I spelled Archie wrong.
His name is Kevin Keller.
And he's apparently the new hot guy.
Yeah, he's got blonde wavy hair, blue eyes.
And no pupils.
And a hard-on for Jughead, it looks like. Oh, cool. Yes. The story is called Isn't It Bromantic?
I'm just
well, they're trying.
I'm just liking the cover of the Veronica magazine that comes on. Archie appears to be staring at Veronica's armpit, while Betty appears to be staring at the guy in the circle who's not Justin Bieber.
And Archie's head is exploding at the same time.
There is that too.
Yeah. Star skin. Must have been a mention of this sometime before. First pregnant character. I don't know. Ultimately, not very important.
Search instead for Archie Pragnant.
Cartoon... How Archie get pregnant?
Well, it's either my first is cartoon sex Archie with something Arabic after it.
My first result is map results for Archie Montana and Planned Parenthood buildings and health centers and a spa.
I want to talk a bit about the second result I got. But first, yes. I want to go off on the fact that I just want to remind everyone out there that it was Scotty who created the trans warp drive that he then disabled in Star Trek VI, I believe, so that he could effectively...
Blah, 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 Excelsior, blah, 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 USS Star Trek.
USS Star Trek.
Right.
My second result was about transvaginal ultrasound.
Well, thank you for that.
I wonder what that means.
I don't.
Transvaginal.
I'm trying very hard not to.
It sounds like a Kraftwerk album.
Then there's thyroid ultrasound with no gel. Just sounds like a kink.
Yeah, something you would get in a seedy massage parlor.
Or the gestational sack can.
Ultrasound will never rise again. Gestational sack cannon?
Huh. How Stuff Works has a sex and reproduction section.
If you search for first pregnant Archie character, it doesn't... Wow, if you look at Archie Comics and you go first pregnant Archie character, in the Wikipedia article says becoming pregnant, attending an orgy, and selling their soul to Satan.
Wow.
All right.
This may be my favorite entry from freebabynames.org. I was married before 5 months, but still I am not pregnant. I want to become a mother. Will you guide me in this matter? Is there any way or methods on which I implicate and become a pregnant woman? When my husband do sex with me, I don't feel anything. I want to discharge and enjoy, but I can't.
Is that the name?
I don't know. What do you please suggest me?
Is that the name of the... huh.
Next article, does anyone have any tips on of maybe trying to get a baby to cooperate in the womb while having a sonogram? I'm going to look at some Russian baby names. Sorry, there aren't any posts in the Russian category yet.
Oh, shucks.
How about some Muslim boy names?
Is it Muhammad? It's Muhammad, isn't it?
It starts with Z, actually.
What?
Zabbit.
That's Pokemon. Even I know that.
Yakut.
Wait, how does it start with Z?
I think it's in reverse chronological order of the posts, and they're posting it based on... Muslim baby boy names starting with M. Really? Muhammad isn't in the list.
Oh, well, it had its moment, you know.
Muazzam. Motion. Moeen.
I heard a good joke today that involves Allah.
Oh, let's go.
All right. So there's a parachutist. He's about to jump out of the plane, army thing, I guess. And he's about to jump out of the plane, and he says, "Okay, I'm really nervous about this." He says, the instructor just says, "Okay, it's easy. You jump out of the plane. The static line will grab your parachute. It will develop, and you will float safely down to the earth below. It's very straightforward. You don't have to worry about anything." He says, "Okay, but what if it doesn't open?" Okay, in the unlikely event that it doesn't open, you have a reserve chute, and you can see that with the big red handle that's on the front. You pull that smartly, it will pop open, it will develop, and you will float safely down to Earth. It's okay. He says, "Okay, now what if that if that fails too?" He says, "Okay, in the extremely unlikely event that neither chute develops, pray to Allah." And the guy's like, "What? Like, why would I?" He says, "No, trust me on this. Pray to Allah." He's like, "Okay, fine, whatever." So he's, he jumps out, right? Static line pulls. The chute doesn't develop. And he's plunging towards Earth. He's like, "Oh, God." And so he's trying to get it out, and he can't. So he's like, "Okay, fine." So he goes for the reserve chute. He pulls the red handle. The whole thing comes off in his hand. It's completely useless, right? And he's just like, "Oh, this isn't going to do any good." So he's panicking. He's like, "Oh, right. So he starts, he's like, Allah, save me. Allah, save me. And this big black hand comes out of the sky. And grabs him and plucks him out of the sky and gently places him on the ground. And he looks up in the air and goes, "Oh, thank Christ for that." And a big black foot comes out and and there you have it. People laughed at that in the 70s.
Well, they were doing a lot of drugs in the 70s. Yes.
Play it before every performance. Oh, look at us talking shop. I'm sorry. Oh, I just made the Pepsi logo.
With your mind?
No, with kind of. I'm using my mind to manipulate my fingers, and my fingers are holding wires, and the wires kind of now have formed into a circle with a wavy line in the middle of it.
I was worried that you'd somehow put together some sort of gang sign with your hand that was the Pepsi logo.
Yes. Yeah, fucking beat that, Coca-Cola guys. I dare you to try to do the Coca-Cola logo with your hands. You need like about 60 people.